Maaseres, Perkei, Mishnah Gimel, 5-3. The next two Mishnayos consider the question of lifnei iver, literally putting a stumbling block in front of the blind, but it means, idiomatically, it means setting someone up with a fall, where you know, or at least you suspect, that he's liable to do an aveira. So here the case is, we're concerned that you're going to sell produce to someone who doesn't take tithes properly, setting him up for the fall to therefore not do the proper tithing and making him, or at least setting up to do the fall of doing the Avera. Now, we've already established that you may not sell produce without first tithing it. That's already going back, we said that already in Demai and so on. However, here our Mishnah will consider what happens when the plant is a plant, still attached to the ground. So do you have to be afraid that this plant will produce, like let's say it's a lemon tree. The lemon tree will plant, produce lemons. Lemons need to be tithed. And do you have to be afraid that he won't tithe the lemons or not? So the Mishnah says, well, lo yimkor adam es perosav mishabol onus amaisrus. Le misha eno neaman al amaisrus. Let me explain first before I translate. What we're saying is, we're going to differentiate between whether the produce has already reached the stage of onus amaisrus or not. You'll recall from the first parak of this Masechta that onus amaisrus is the time when food produce is considered to be minimally edible, and at that point you could tithe it and it would be effective. So onus amaisrus means when it starts being food by any standard definition in the halacha, and that has ramifications in a number of places. So we're saying if there's food around the trees, meaning that the fruits have developed to the point of onus amaisrus, so there's actually food there, and it's not just a theoretical possibility, it's an actuality. It's imminently there that this person to whom you're selling this lemon tree, in my example, is getting lemons that he's not, there are lemons we can point to that he's not going to tithe. And that being the case, we'll say, if you don't trust him to take the tithes, you can't sell him this lemon tree. However, prior to onus amaisrus, meaning if there are no actual lemons on the tree, even small lemons that have crossed the threshold to being subject to the tithing requirements, no lemon you can point to. So you may sell him the tree and not be concerned about the prohibition of lifnei iver. Now, you may ask, what's the difference? I mean, lemon trees produce lemons, so sooner or later he's going to get lemons. And the answer is that you'd probably be right with such an objection. The problem is that Jewish society couldn't function in such a way that you could never sell produce to anybody, any trees to anybody, etc. That would just create a great deal of enmity between Jews. And so therefore, we will differentiate between when there's an actual fruit you can point to and when there isn't yet a fruit you can point to. So that's what the Mishnah says. Again, inside the Mishnah says that lo yimkor adam es peros of mishabol onos amaisrus. You may not sell your fruit while still attached to the tree once they've reached the stage of onus amaisrus, lemisha eno neman al amaisrus, to a person whom you do not trust to take tithes properly, because that would be the problem of lifnei iver. Again, the implication being, but prior to onus amaisrus, you could. And the same halachas apply on the Shemitah year. Again, remember, Shemitah produce has restrictions. You can't restrict access to it. There's a deadline when beer kicks in. You can't harvest it commercially. But in terms of actually eating produce that grew in the Shemitah year from a tree, it's not a problem, for sure. There's no isrsfichan on tree produce. And there's no problem even in selling trees in the Shemitah year. The problem is just working the ground, etc., as we saw in Masechah Shviyas. And that being the case, the same kind of logic will apply. If you're afraid a person's not going to keep the halachas of Shemitah properly, so then you can't sell him fruit that he'll restrict access to and he won't do beer, etc. But if there's no fruits on the tree yet, the prohibition against lifnei iver hasn't kicked in. And again, this all applies only to someone who you don't trust to do the halachas of Shemitah properly. If you trust the person, he's a firm guy, then you could sell him the tree with the fruits on, no problem, because why would you suspect he's going to do an avera? So that's what the Mishnah says. It says, similarly, velo b'shvias, on the Shemitah year, you cannot sell a tree, lemishu chashud al hashvias, to a person who's suspected of violating the halachas of Shvias, Shemitah year. Again, if you're talking about produce that has fruit on it that has reached onus amaisrus, prior to that state, no problem selling the tree to anybody. Now, the next part of the Mishnah is a what if. What if the trees haven't reached onus amaisrus, but there are a few lemons on the trees, that already have reached the threshold? So then what do you do? Do those few lemons ruin the entire orchard? The answer is no. V'im bikru, if you have a few lemons that have like ripened early, like the word like bikurim is related to this. Notel es ha bakurot, take, pluck off those early ripening lemons, in my case, whatever the fruits are. And then, v'mocher es hashar, then you'll sell the remaining trees and with their fruits on them, no problem, because you're not selling those few lemons that are have reached onus amaisrus. That being the case, you're selling nothing that has reached onus amaisrus, so you're allowed to make the sale on, even if you're not keeping maisrus or on shmita, if you're afraid of shmita, as is applicable.